the day of his coming. And who shall stand for the appearance? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like pillars of soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver. That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in true righteousness.
To the International Broadcast, the Overcomer, and this is the voice of the Last Day Prophet of God. From Baltimore, South Carolina, we bring you a message and proclamation of the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. My servant, I want you this day to speak unto my people and unto the United States of America. For the day of her judgment has now come up before me, and it's time that I must move against this nation and against those within her ranks who call themselves my people. Judgment of the Lord thy God is now resting upon you, even at the time of the coming of my Son Jesus Christ at the set time.
Because you have not heard calamity upon calamity, tragedy upon tragedy, and evil upon evil, and destruction upon destruction will be upon this place, saith the Lord. Hear me, world. I send unto you prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't hear them, neither would they hear, though one rose from the dead. I sent unto you prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't believe them, neither would they believe, though one rose from the dead.
Therefore saith the Lord God, it is now the time that I have spoken, and it shall come to pass, saith God, when throughout all the world there will be chaos, there will be floods and famines and earthquakes and fires and plagues on every side. You have chosen to serve Satan, so therefore at the hand of Satan you shall enjoy his benefits of sin and destruction and death and dying. You have chosen him as your God and not the Almighty Yahweh, and Satan comes only to kill and to destroy and to rob, and so shall it be. No longer shall it be prolonged.
You folk wrong. Someone teaching you wrong. Because the Bible doesn't say he that enjoys to the end shall be saved. No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that. It said, but he that shall endure, that means there's some kind of trial, some time of difficulty that you're going to have to go through in an endurance. The time will come when the Bible said they will not endure sound doctrine. How are you doing with it now? I'm preaching to you the only present truth there is, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, not the saving of America, not the turning back the God of our nation. We've been told in the Bible that the people of Nineveh will rise up and condemn this generation. Why? Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And then we've also been told by the same writer and the same book that this generation will not repent. Yet she repented not. You hear me, friends? You're going to have to save yourself from the thinking of this apostate generation that you are living in. The end of what, the brother says? We have to endure to the end. The end of what? Why, the end of time for you and me. Some people's time is ending right now. And they might be on a deathbed wrestling with Satan for their soul. May they hold their faith steadfast to the end. Our lives is what I understand, and I believe the gathering together or rapture is revelation at the seventh trumpet. No kidding. Well, I guess you must be a new listener, because I've preached this for years. The mystery of God is finished on the seventh trumpet, the seventh day, the last day. Glory be to God. Could this be referring to a gathering of saints? Absolutely. When Jesus comes at the end of the tribulation to those that are ready and those that are watching and waiting, He will gather together those who have been elected and kept by the power of God. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. What is that, huh? What is the mystery? Why, it's Christ in you. That's God's only hope. His only hope of reclaiming and restoring this heaven and earth that he created for man here on earth. And for 1,000 years, he's going to do just that. Finish what he began in the beginning. Colossians 1:27. This is a beautiful scripture. To them God has chosen the elect. To them God has chosen to make known. Oh, nobody knows. Nobody knows. What a stupid, rebellious thing. Trying to get yourself off the hook saying, we're not supposed to know. We don't know this. We don't know that. We don't know. We really don't know. Nobody can be sure. Well, the foundation of God is sure. If you know God, then you'll be sure, won't you, huh? They that know their God will be strong, be sure, and they'll do exploits. Boy, this scripture is beautiful, isn't it? Colossians 1:27. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not been too successful living your life, have you? It's all like a vapor. It passes away. It's like the grass. The only thing inside you that's going to last is the Christ Jesus, whom you have received by faith and been made known to you. 1 Corinthians 15:52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, that'll be the last trump that will be blown on the Feast of Trumpets in the historical year destined by Almighty God to send Jesus back. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Could this be referring to the gathering of the saints? Sure. No question about it. Why would anybody question that? The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. You're not going back to heaven with him when he comes, because he's not going back to heaven. He's coming back to earth. And the saints of God from all generations, from beginning up until that appointed time, those that died will be resurrected. And those that are still alive, the few, not many, will be changed. The corruption will put on incorruption. The mortal will put on immortality. And we shall all be changed. And we'll meet the Lord in the air on his way coming back. When? Immediately after the tribulation of those days, he will gather together his elect, the chosen, from the four ends of heaven to the four ends of the earth. What does he mean by the four ends of heaven? Because there are those that are in the paradise of God waiting for the resurrection. And then there's those on earth who will be alive, remain together. We shall be caught up. I tell you a mystery. 1 Corinthians 15:51. We will not all sleep. There'll be those which are alive remain. That's what we're dealing with. The dead are already secure. They're sitting in the paradise of God, a great cloud of witnesses. You'll find it referred to in Hebrews 1. And Hebrews 11 names some of the masses of people who have been through the trial of their faith. And now, my friend, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we'll all be changed. We shall be changed. Old Job said in his tribulation, I'm going to wait right here until my change comes. Praise God forever. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Brother Stair. I told you for years and years, no other prophet in all of the recorded history of God has ever been raised up to deal with keeping people alive in the faith till Jesus comes. Ezekiel says, he carried me out into a valley full of dry bones. And he showed me this valley full of dry bones, scattered, dead, dry. Can you think of anything else about the church today? It's a dry bone church. It's scattered all over the world. All over. Everywhere you look, I hear from them. They're dry. They're dead. They're fighting to maintain integrity and hope. And God sends a prophet telling them, prepare you the way of the Lord. Make your crooked path straight. You've been walking the straight path, but you made it crooked. You deviated to this or that. Glory be to God. This is the same event as in Revelation 10:7. Brother, you just answered the question as I was finishing the letter on your program. You have blessed me, sir. I've never heard a preacher teach this way, and that's why I don't have a church home. But you do have a church home. It's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's home. That's it. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Brother Stair, you are the first to teach what I have learned by studying scriptures. Have you come to the same conclusions? Absolutely. Greetings. Listening for the first time in Kansas City on shortwave. God, thank you, Lord, for helping us to enlarge the shortwave broadcast. Say, our contact phone number is U.S. Code 1-843-701-5053. U.S. Code 1-843-701-5053. Question, comment, opinions, contentions, we try to listen to them all and deal with them in the wisdom of God. Our email address, last time, LASTIME, last time, at overcomerministry.org. You're listening to the voice of an 80-year-old man, kept by Almighty God for well over 60 years in the ministry. My voice is heard every hour of every day. You heard it right. My voice is heard every hour of every day to every nation in the world. And the gospel of the kingdom is now being preached into all the world, unto every nation, as a proclamation and a testimony and a confession of Almighty God that this is the last generation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again, as he said. Our website is www.overcomerministry.org. I pray that you'll visit us as soon as you can. And God bless you always in my prayer. As we always mention to you, our email address is last time. I like that. I really do. You know, there's only several places in the Bible that talks about the last time. What do you mean, last time? Well, God has laid out His purpose and intent for which He created man in a measure of time. 7 days. 7 days, 7,000 years. And the last time is the seventh day. It's the third day that Jesus talked about, because the third day, when He talked about it, He had already gone through 4,000 years. So the third day would bring to the 7,000 years. We've already gone through six of them, so we're at the beginning of the seventh day, the last measure of time. Little children, you know it's the last time. Why? Because God has revealed it unto His children. Little children. Huh? The Lord Jesus Christ will be revealed from heaven, ready to be revealed at the last time. I'm quoting the Scriptures to you. The Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. But God's people, they just don't know it, do they? They just don't know the last time. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. You're listening to the Overcomer radio broadcast, and my name is Brother Stair. Dear Brother Stair, at last time at overcomeministries.org, I was wondering, why do you think it is the last time? I suspect it might be myself. I have my own reasons, though, why I think this. Isn't that something, huh? I want to know, why do you? Because it's a Scripture. Because I'm a prophet. Because God told me. My dad is a preacher. He's 88 years old now. He said that back in the 50s, that the Spirit spoke to him and told him it would be his in his lifetime. Amazing, huh? That's when God began to send me forth profoundly to proclaim it, way back in the 50s. Yes, sir. My dad is 88 years old. He said that back in the 50s that the Spirit spoke to him and told him it would be in his lifetime. My last discussion with Dad was about the songs that many churches no longer sing, how the Spirit accompanied the songs they used to sing. I said to Dad that if you told them, they would not believe. That's true. Same as the Scripture. Even if one rose from the dead, they will not believe. I've listened to your broadcast many times. I've been judgmental and should not have been. I thought, he cannot know it's the last time. But now I'm getting in my spirit a confirmation. The Lord is saying, He is near. It is near. Yes, my friend, you should have hearkened unto me, and you would have been further along in this if you would just listen as God speaks through the mouth of a prophet. Of course, you wouldn't even listen to your own dad. Maybe now you will listen to what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. It is the last time. Friends, it is a very disturbing time we're living in. And too many, most of us, are doing exactly like the Bible said mankind would do. Eating and drinking, buying and selling, marrying, giving in marriage, seeking their own, and they don't even know. I don't know if those words will ever penetrate the heart of the masses. It's having a hard time penetrating the heart of God's people. Hypothetical application concerning the situation in Syria, being told over and over again lies about both sides. I've said it to you so many times. The whole world lies. Do you understand the encampment of that? There's not one source of information, whether it's religious, economic, political, universal, that comes from the world source of information that is the truth. They all have their strength in lies. Our governments lie, the banking system lies, the preachers lie. What was that that God said about the prophets? The prophets prophesy lies. You're dealing with an invasion of lies, friends. You really are. Now let me just show you, as I was listening to the program to myself, how they're telling us, well, maybe he does have chemical weapons. That's not even hypothetical. They do have chemical weapons. We have chemical weapons. Israel has chemical weapons. They do have these weapons of mass destruction in Iran and Iraq and Russia and China. We have sown our military might, our power, our ability over and over again. And we always say that these people are buying military material for defense, to defend their country. We're even telling the American people that we're having a war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and wherever we help start a war, it's to defend the American people. And now we're talking about a war in America. Military law is a war of the government against the people and the people against the government. And we're fighting this war, you know, to protect the people. If we protect the government, if we protect the leadership, then we protect the people because they are our guardians. Isn't that right? Of course, they don't mind. I was reading an account yesterday where they were showing all the little babies and all the little children over there. And I have no doubt that I think I read this morning there's 100 million or 1 million children displaced in this so-called war that's going on in Syria. What about Iraq? What about Afghanistan? What about all these places in Africa where these wars are going on, these civil wars, this inner struggle that's going on? And we're just not getting the truth. And of course, we think it's terrible. You know, it's terrible over there to have those fellows have a war and kill those pretty little babies and take them out of the incubator. Of course, in America, to the tune of thousands every day, we take little babies out of their mother's incubator, out of their womb, and we, you know, just lay them out in the garbage or just let them die. We don't really kill them. We just take them away from their life support, and we just let them die. And we do that. A mother has a right, you know. Mothers and fathers have a right to protect their children. So, therefore, we go into these homes, and we just take the children out, and we put them in the hands of... on and on we go. Now, you're being lied to about the United States and the power structure in their intrusion in to the war that they have instituted and keep feeding the fire to, because they want this war or this situation in Damascus. And the only reason I talk about it is because what is being set up concerning Syria and Damascus is thoroughly documented in the Word of God. The Scripture, you've heard it, it's been read, you've listened to it, tells you the end. Now, Damascus is the oldest inhabited city in the world. And the Bible tells us the end of Damascus, the end of it. It says that Damascus will become a ruinous heap, or a heap of ruins, so devastated that it will become unfit for inhabitant. Now, that's what the Bible prophesies. And you know, for a long time, you read it and say, how can that be? This is like prophesying that American cities are going to go up in smoke. Oh, that can't be. Oh, we don't have the ability to see American cities go up in smoke or massive riots in America or food. Well, you are not being told the truth. That's all there's to it. They're calling peace and safety to you and then sudden destruction. Just report. August 23rd, 2013. That's today. That's right now. Here's the report. War looms. Hundreds of American troops and CIA operatives have entered Syria. Not American troops. We're not going to do that, are we? While the media panicked over the halting of the Nasdaq stock trading due to a reported bug in the system, Of course, a lot of folk believe that was the version. One critical development went underreported. In fact, it wasn't reported at all. From France's second largest newspaper, La Figaro, if it's accurate, then we must assume that war is now a foregone conclusion over in France, the newspaper. According to our information, the regime's opponents, that's Assad's opponents, supervised by Jordan, Israel, and American commandos moving towards Damascus since mid-August. They've been doing this now. This attack could explain the possible use of the Syrian president chemical weapons. According to information contained by the French newspaper, the first trained in guerrilla warfare by the Americans in Jordan, Syrian troops reportedly entered into action since mid-August in southern Syria in the region of Diras. A first group of 300 men, probably supported by Israeli and Jordanian commandos, as well as men of the CIA, had crossed the border on August 17th. That's how they get out of saying it's Israel doing it or the United States, because we have clandestine puppets over there that we are set up as a forefront, like you're doing in America, like the Russian troops in America being taught to fight with American weapons. To do what? Huh? And try to tell you that the Russian troops are already here and they're here by invitation? In America. For what? What's equally as intriguing as the boots on the ground inside of the Syrian border is the fact that these troops and intelligent officers reportedly made their way into the country in Syria on August the 17th. Fully 4 days before reports and images surfaced showing hundreds of men, women, and children killed by a chemical weapons attack, which allegedly was done by the Syrian president. Not yet proven. Still not conclusive. But you know, we gotta have some dastardly reason to move our powerful military into there in a clandestine way. To prepare the attack, which some experts argue was a setup, it left even the pacifist government of France calling for military intervention. Furthermore, should UN investigators, who conveniently happen to be in the country investigating possible chemical weapons stockpiles at that time, if they confirm that attack did take place, then we can expect armed military confrontation in the Middle East once again. All the leaders of the free world in the UN are saying, we've got to do something with Mr. Assad and Syria. A war that will lead to a war. Earlier this week, President Obama, with the heads of the Federal Reserve, the SEC, the FDIC, and several other agencies responsible for monitoring and implementing U.S. financial, economic, and monetary policy, indicated that there could be a serious crisis unfolding behind the scenes of our financial system. This comes on the heels of the Federal Reserve claiming today would begin to taper the stimulus, a move that would likely send massive shockwaves through domestic.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Which is going to bring about the final war that's going to bring about the end of this whole world system. Is this what we're seeing playing out right now? Throughout history, governments have deflected blame for economic disasters by turning their efforts to a far-off enemy and going to war. We did that to get us out of the Depression. We go into war. We create a war.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the International Worldwide Broadcast, The Overcomer. And this is the voice of the Last Day Prophet of God. This broadcast reaches the entire world, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, comes into your country, your place, on this frequency at this time, every day. I would like to just give some information on how you can help us to continue this broadcast. One way is to contact us. Somehow let us know where you are and what you're listening at or what frequency you're tuned into or what source of broadcast. One worldwide way to check in with us is to go to our website if you have the opportunity to go to our website. There on the website is a contact page that you can click on, send me an email. There on the website also is information concerning the Overcomer broadcast. The website is very simple. Just go to www.overcomerministry. That's M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y. Overcomerministry.org. Like I say, just explore the website, go to our contact page, and send me an email if you like. I'd appreciate it. Another way is to give us a telephone call if you have access to the phone. Our phone number is 001. That's U.S. code 001-843-701-5053. You can call that number anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That telephone number again is U.S. code 1-843-701-5053. I'd appreciate it if you're listening at this time on this particular frequency or station, you just take the time to contact us even now if you can. Remember, the website is www.overcomerministry.org. The phone number is U.S. code 1-843-701-5053. When you call, an answering machine will answer. You'll get a short greeting from me, then you may begin to speak. You have 2 minutes. Give us your message, your information, or your questions. God bless you. Jesus is coming. This is important for you to know as you hear this broadcast for which we broadcast here on this station. Prepare to meet your God. The website is very simple. Just go to www.overcomerministry. That's M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y. Overcomerministry.org. Maranatha.
For more, get the American people and the rest of the world's minds on that, on that offer there. Real problem of how in the world you're going to keep on living. Let me read that for you again. Throughout history, governments have deflected blame for economic disasters by turning their efforts to a far-off enemy in Iraq and Vietnam and Korea or Africa and going to war. It's certainly no accident. As Mr. Roosevelt said, nothing happens in the political realm by accident. It's a forecast that contrary observers have made repeatedly as the global economic crisis deepens. Is this what we're seeing right now? The implications are far-reaching because anyone who thinks this is going to be another Iraqi are kidding themselves. This time, the Russians, the Chinese have a stake in the game. And they, too, have been positioned pieces on the giant chessboard. Not only have the Russians already advised Western nations that the Syrians will be armed with weapons never before seen in the Middle East, but they have warned that any military confrontation in the region could potentially go nuclear. I thought we had settled the issue that nuclear war was not going to be. All the powers that got control of the nuclear bombs have agreed that we're not going to use them. We just got them there in case we might need them. Boy, are we being lied to. Are we being deceived? Last week, Nobel Peace winner, President Barack Obama advised that his administration will be arming the Free Syrian Army with weapons to resist the armies of the president. Furthermore, they would look to implement a Libya-style no-fly zone. the response to that from Mr. Putin was very pointed. He responded very clearly. He says, if and when Western forces engage the Syrian army, you can be assured that it will be nothing like the 1991 conflict in Iraq, when 100,000 of Saddam Hussein's soldiers surrendered without firing a shot. Nor will it be a no-fly zone free-for-all where all air forces will be able to target military assets as they did in Libya. No, this time, from Russia, it says it will be different. Russia and America may well be playing with fire, the kind the people of this planet head first into World War III. Weapons of warfare. My, my, my. Who were the Russians talking about? Syria doesn't have nuclear weapons. Neither does Iran, at least not for a few more months, if Israel intelligent reports are to be believed. But the United States, Israel, Russia, and China, they do have nuclear war weapons. Thus can only conclude, when the Russians are talking about a possible nuclear confrontation, they're talking about a nuclear engagement between them and us. My God, friends, upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, economic dominoes are falling, the political stability of every nation and leader is inevitable. The nations are going to fall. They're going to come together under a united front under the control of Mr. Lucifer himself, and they're going to gather themselves together for a battle, for this is God's will and God's purpose to bring this final confrontation between the powers of darkness and evil and sin. He's going to end all this. He began it. He will end it. Way back in the book of Genesis, Almighty Yahweh said, the end of all flesh has come up before me. This is my judgment. I will destroy man whom I have created. And all God's got to do is just turn men over to Satan and they'll destroy themselves. And God will say, see, all I got to do is let you go because you're on a road to destruction and you won't turn to the God.
Played that song so many times that sometimes I say to myself, are they weary of it? A fellow wrote me today from over in Germany, I think it is, and he picked us up on the shortwave over there and had a very good question. One also wrote from down in Nigeria. And we thank the Lord for his email. He writes, thanks to God and to you for the parcel you sent me. Thank you very much. I received it, and I thank you over in Nigeria. This one here comes from a gentleman in France. I thought it was Germany, but it's in France. I think just the right one. Dear Brother Stair, when comes the last day? Sometimes I receive your radio broadcast. My English is bad, so I don't understand all details. I live in Cottbus, Germany. Oh, it is Germany, okay. As of 6th of August, I recounted your broadcast on 15285. Had a strong signal. And then he says, please watch my clip on YouTube. And then he sent me a clip to YouTube, and I clicked on it, and it was really interesting, because what comes up is a...
And they've been doing it. We thank the Lord for that. We really do. People are calling, sending their $100, sending their $500, some send $500, some send $5,000. So they are responding, and we are going to respond.
Now, what I'm looking at is a YouTube that he sent over here where he actually has a picture of a shortwave with 15205 on it, and he's playing it up on YouTube from as a reception report. Coming in quite well, Kate. I'm sure you can hear it.
And I'm still anticipating that someone will send $100,000 or even more. And I just want to report that to you. For we're now on 17 shortwave frequencies every single day.
Now what you're listening to is a man sending that YouTube back over to me on a reception report, and it's very unique. By the way, he writes, Harold Campy of Family Radio has failed information. Why do you think you have current or correct information? Do you mean last day is coming? And then he goes on, I'll be very happy if you respond to me. That is really a very pertinent question, isn't it anymore? How many years have I spoken to you concerning the last day? And then over the period of time, I try to give you a spiritual understanding, the last day. See, now when we talk about a day, most of us talk about a 24-hour day. And I am fully persuaded that in this last day or last time, there will be an ending of days in a 24-day period. I really do. Now, maybe I didn't say that again so you understand it. But when I'm talking about the last day, I'm talking about the last day in God's measure of time, which is the seventh day, or the third day that Jesus spoke about when he said, I will rise again, or the last measure of time that God laid out in the beginning when he laid time out in 7 days. And then he made sure that we would have a distinction between the days when he said, remember the Sabbath day or the seventh day, and you keep it holy or keep it free from the corruption and the thinkings of the first 6 days. It's on the seventh day that the Bible tells us that God ended his work that he began in the beginning of time. And the seventh day is the last day. Now, I have long told you that I believe that time is pretty accurate. The problem with most people is that we look at time in our time limit, and we don't measure time according to God's time. As we passed the year 2000, inadvertently, whether we want to believe it was the end of a 6,000-year period or not, it was very close to it. And you can take a few years, as you know, time, before or after, and you can say it was not right on the year 2000. But I do believe that God magnified that 2,000-year period of time. And what do you mean by 2,000? Well, it was 2,000 years from the birth of Christ. Jesus, the Christ, was born at the end of the 4,000-year period, or the fourth day of God's measurement of time in the beginning. He began the fifth day, or the fifth 1,000-year period of time. That's why John or Peter spoke on the day of Pentecost and identified what was taking place at that time. He said, this is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, plural. You get that? So when you have the fifth day, the sixth day, and the seventh day, or the fifth 1,000-year period, and then the sixth, and then the seventh, you have the last days of God's week that were declared in the beginning. When we came to the year 2000, we went past the fifth day and the sixth day, ending the sixth day, bringing us to the night season or the evening of the seventh day or the last day or the third day,
that Jesus spoke about when he said, and the third day I will rise again. To bring that up to date, and on the third day of the third 1,000-year period, or the 7,000 period of time, I will come again. That's why I talk about the last day. Because we are in the evening time of the last day, the last 1,000-year period of time, and when this 1,000 years is over, then time itself will end, because time began. And when God begins time, he always lets us know that it is going to end. When anything that God created that can be seen or heard or witnessed begins, he's telling us it will end. This ministry that you're listening to has been based on that profound established fact. The end will come. That's the reason why I quote to you over and over again. And all I'm doing now is reassuring my heart, because I hear my own preaching. Sometimes my faith gets so staggered by the circumstances and the situation, I wonder, my God, am I really on target? And then I start preaching the Word of God, and I get assured. I really do. We are in the end. This is the reason why you hear me talk so much about the nations of the world events, the wars. I almost screamed out of myself today at the dinner table as I was talking again to my people, the brothers and sisters here who hear me every day. Oh, they are so weary, some of them, with hearing me, that I can see it on their face. And sometimes it's so obvious that I want to run away. I just want to run away and say, don't talk to them no more. It's the same thing with this broadcast. I come in here and I sit down, and all I have in front of me is a screen and a recorder and a microphone and a board. But I can sense the masses of people, the majority of them, don't want to hear. They want to hear, but they don't want to hear what we have to say that is present truth about the end of time. And that's what the Scripture says. The Scripture says, you speak, Son of Man, whether they hear or whether they forbear or just put up with it. There's a lot of you right out there right now. You're scanning the dial, and there's a lot of other stations you can turn to. Why are you sitting there listening to me? You don't want to hear me. You don't know the answer, do you? I was listening to a phone call that came in today from a lady down in Louisiana, and I think I still have it right here. And she would tell me how she first heard me on the radio, and I thought it was very interesting.
Hi, Brother Stair. My name is Dossie. I'm from the New Orleans area. I live on WGNO. I just want to say you're getting me through these end times. I really appreciate everything you do. I first started listening to you when I was stuck at work, and you are like a git on my telephone. And people were staring at me, and so I put it back on my ear on off a speaker, and I thought, but this guy's really biblical. And, of course, I listened again and again and again, and I ended up getting addicted to you, and now it's like I almost can't go to sleep without listening to you. It's 1 a.m. Central Time. That's 2 a.m. your time. I really appreciate it, and I've listened to you radio, telephone, and computer. Thank you so much. God bless you, Maranatha.
Well, then you heard it. So this guy's really difficult, hard to listen to, says things that nobody else says, and that's the truth. Today I was very infuriated when I was thinking about the dastardly evil and wickedness that the United States and Israel are doing. Such wickedness coming out of supposedly God-fearing nations. Down through the years, you've heard me talk about it. When I would say, the wicked shall be turned into hell. And all, listen to it again, all the nations that forget God. And then I would say this to you. There's only two nations that bragged about them knowing God or God knowing them. and that's the United States and Israel. And truly, they both have been known of God, and they both know about God, but they have forgotten God. And we turned, these two nations have turned into butchering, killing people. I was telling the brother today, I was looked at some of the attacks that Russia or that Israel had made against Lebanon and Syria with their powerful weapons of warfare. All the while we're over there fussing about Iran, who's wanting to get, a nuclear bomb to annihilate, they say, that's the propaganda to give us. And yet Iran has over and over again made it clear that they don't have no intention of developing a nuclear bomb. But boy, we got it all set up, so we got to do something about it. And in the meantime, Israel's over there, already got the bomb. That's right, already got the backing of this good old American, this fourth beast government, who's going to make war with this a powerful fourth beast. Well, there's going to be a war made. You can mark that down. It's going to be a holocaust. Israel and the United States are going to suffer tremendous destruction. I picked up the Bible today again and looked at that. These are two nations that have waged war on their neighbors, on people around the world, all in the name of God and justice, and have butchered. I was looking at the pictures that were put out when Israel attacked Syria and Lebanon with some mysterious type of weaponry using, I don't know that much about the technology, but when you look at the corpses of the bodies of babies and women and children and innocent civilians that were bombed by the military of Israel, and then you look at the ones that the Americans do, and you, I don't care how you want to look at it, those rebels and those people in those countries that are being killed and killing on the one side of the United States, who is financing these both factions of these wars that's going on in every country? Who paid the billions of dollars for military might to blow each other apart? And what devastation, oh God, I looked at those pictures today of how they burnt those bodies, babies and women and children, look like a piece of burnt meat hanging on a stick. I almost got sick just watching it. These were pictures of the aftermath of an Israeli attack against people in Lebanon and in Syria. And of course, and they'll turn around and show us the ones where the regimes are turned back with their... What a mess. And I'm telling you, you can mock me. You will do it anyway. America, we fought all these wars in Vietnam, in Korea, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and in Europe. We fought them all in the name of God. That's what we've done. And Israel is invoking the name of God to blow away their enemy. Well, we know that God's in this conflict over there, but there's no way that the United States and Israel are going to get away with this kind of warfare and destruction that's meted out upon supposedly enemies while they forget God. And the scriptures are very viable. They will be turned into a hell. And that's the truth. And I remember when God sent me to Washington a few years ago, had me stand in the Washington, D.C. area and pushed upon me to read the scripture of Malachi, "You are cursed with a curse, even this whole nation." And it is, my friend. We're under a curse. We're not under God's blessing. And the end result is hell is going to break. It's already, the streets of our
cities are full of violence. I just read tonight again about a new tactic of thieves stealing. God, I tell you, and feelings of people on the street, or just walking down the street, and all the once away, just start beating, killing, and butchering. We are under a curse. That's the truth. That is the truth. How you can sit out there and mock, if you will, because that's what the way you do. But judgment is coming. The final judgment, as God begins to judge the world for the last time. And then Jesus will come and judge his church and his people who've endured this great flight of affliction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You're listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the international worldwide broadcast, The Overcomer. And this is the voice of the last day prophet of God. This broadcast reaches the entire world. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, comes into your country, your place, on this frequency at this time, every day. I would like to just give you some information on how you can help us to continue this broadcast. One way is to contact us. Somehow let us know where you are and what you're listening at, or what frequency you're tuned into, or what source of broadcast. One worldwide way to check in with us is to go to our website, if you have the opportunity to go to our website. There on the website is a contact page that you can click on, send me an email. There on the website also is information concerning the Overcomer broadcast. The website is very simple. You just go to www.overcomerministry. That's M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y. Overcomerministry.org. And like I say, just explore the website, go to our contact page, and send me an email if you like. I'd appreciate it. Another way is to give us a telephone call if you have access to the phone. Our phone number is 001. That's U.S. code 001-843-701-5053. You can call that number anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That telephone number again is U.S. code 1-843-701-5053. I'd appreciate it if you're listening at this time on this particular frequency or station, you just take the time to contact us. With